You're listening to The Matt and Pat Show.
I'm Pat. He's Matt. And together, we're The Matt and Pat Show.
Welcome to The Matt and Pat Show.
Wait, what happened to the music?
Huh?
What happened to the music?
Oh, well, I just played it a second ago.
Well, but not now. It was a second ago. I was all revved up. And then...
You were smiling.
There was no music.
That's because I had your mic muted.
That's a good thing. Like many listeners would approve. They're going to send you thank you emails. thank you for muting him.
For muting Pat?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I am immutable.
Yes, you are.
But that means something utterly different than muted. Immutable. That's the word for today. Immutable.
Immutable?
But no students are listening.
Oh, yes.
None listened before. So
no,
that's
listening.
Okay. I didn't have to give any extra credit. There is none to be deserved.
Oh, man. So how are you, Pat?
I am slowly coming back from the land of the teaching.
Yes. Yes.
And I was so wiped out over the weekend.
You have more energy today.
No. Well, then
you did last week.
Well, then I did last week.
Last week you walked in like a zombie.
Oh, well, today I feel more like a ghoul as opposed to just a zombie.
Yeah.
So, but over the weekend I was so wiped out. I was supposed to do like all this stuff. I was supposed to go to Simeon's wedding reception.
Yes, that's right.
And
which I did not get an invite to.
I didn't go because I was like,
you didn't. You got invited and you didn't go.
No.
If he invited me, I would have been able to go.
Well, it was in downtown LA.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just laid there. I'm like, oh. And that was it.
And then you.
And
back to sleep.
I was just like, man, I suck as a friend.
Well, you were
really
tired, though.
Well,
you were so tired.
My spirit was willing, but my body was like, nope.
And it wasn't really the teaching that made you tired. It was all the extra stuff that was
driving,
going on.
Well, I mean, now, I have to say that I was happy to do it.
Yes.
And, you know, I was happy to drive the students wherever they wanted to go, which is basically back to their little casas, wherever they were staying.
Yeah.
But, man, I mean, I would get home at 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
After, you know, being up at 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then teaching for 6 hours and then doing whatever the activity was.
Can't wait for you to have kids in a full-time job.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to hire a nanny, and I'll just take a nap.
I thought you, yeah. Well, you homeschool, so you don't have to drive.
I am so going to homeschool. Well, no, I'll drive them to, you know, like...
The
wherever,
library.
The aquarium or the whatever, science center or...
That's too far.
You know, for a particular person by the last name that starts with the letter B.
He doesn't want to be called by his last name.
No. That's a cool last name.
Yeah, well, that's
I mean, that's like... I mean, people called me by my last name when I worked at TJ's.
What's up, Malloy?
They'd go, what's up, Malloy?
Call me by my last... Everyone called... I have never had anyone in my life, I think, ever call or address me by my first name.
Oh, it tastes so good. I have it chilled.
Oh, your Dole pineapple.
Oh, I have it chilled.
Yummy, so yummy good. Dole.
Oh, this is just what the doctor ordered.
And my wife bought a whole new...
Was that for me or for you?
For us. For everybody.
For us. Okay.
For everybody.
Okay.
Yeah, she said, hey,
the whole family's eating Dole.
We're all eating Dole
that
pineapple.
That is so funny.
Because it's awesome.
That's really funny.
Good stuff.
It's all about the Dole.
So last week was...
Not about the show.
Last week was San Diego Comic-Con. Which ended on Sunday.
And neither of us went.
We did not go this year.
We
didn't get in time for our press passes.
No.
But I still had to work the show regardless because...
You were doing all the behind-the-scenes
because
stuff.
We had our friend Mark Edwards was down there taking photos.
And we're going to call him, huh?
We're going to call him today.
We're going to call him out.
He's been calling me, bugging me. So we're going to call him and get him on the show.
Don't take those type of pictures.
That's right.
Not the pictures that our listeners may be thinking of what I'm referring to.
Yeah, something
which,
else.
Those would be really cool pictures.
Eat your Dole there,
but I'm just tired. I'm going to have some Dole.
So he was down there taking photos for 5 days. Preview night Wednesday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for San Diego Comic-Con. And these were at the Death Star Wall in the Lucasfilm Pavilion.
And he didn't put it up or take it down, did he? For his little hernia. Dealio thing?
No, I don't. I
hope not, because he needs to repair that thing.
He was doing other stuff. I don't know. But anyway, so he was taking pictures, and then he was going home, and I'm not going home, but going back to the hotel room and resizing them. And then once they were all resized...
I thought you were going to say something about he was going to, with the missus in the hotel room. Like, yeah! Yeah.
And then once he got him resized, then he sent him over to me via FTP upload. And then I had to go in and then watermark all of them with our Garrison logo and stuff. And,
with Matt and Pat, don't listen.
Yeah, and then the... Yeah, the hidden...
You're all sabotage. Sabotage.
And then once they were watermarked, then I had to upload them to the photo bucket so the people that were donating for the charity could...
What were the donations? Like $5 or...
I don't actually know.
Whatever it was.
We've done it before. We've done it like a different set amount. And then It just basically came down to, whatever you want to donate.
Whatever you want to give.
Yeah, because...
I give 10 cents.
You give... Two rats.
I give a can of dying pineapple.
Dying donkey what?
Dole pineapple.
Yeah, pineapple. There you go. So so for the weekend, off and on, I was actually I'm not even at the con and I'm working it for the Legion stuff. But we'll be there next year for the Bat and Pat show. And also in other news, it's so funny. We were talking this morning, and
you and I were talking this morning.
We were talking this morning.
On
TeamSpeak. And I thought,
I love TeamSpeak. I don't sound like Mr. Roboto.
That's right. Well, here let's use that to segue into what
we're
going to
segue.
We're going to segue. We thought, hey, why we talk about it enough, i.e., TeamSpeak? Why don't we do another show
that no one will listen to?
No, listen. I think this would be a great show, and all dedicated the show
all about WoW,
just Warcraft.
Yeah,
we talk about it enough on this show.
So
what are we doing?
We're going to do a WoW show.
So we're going to do a WoW show.
I think that's, I'm going to write a book about something about WoW.
I think
that's one of my goals. I'm going to write a book about something WoW-ish.
Well, that's the thing. We've played the game since day one. You played it in beta.
I got chased by the scary skull death.
Well, save that story.
Crocodiles. I've told it many times, I'm sure.
Save that story. Save that for our first show on the WoW show.
So I can pop the WoW cherry.
So those who want to listen to the WoW show, to the Warcraft show,
we're
going to
do that.
The website's going to be www.wownews.com. So WOWNEWZ.
Just like
com.
Z as in Zorro, as in Dandelier, whatever.
Yeah, very simple.
Whatever.
So wow news with a Z.com.
Zorro.
And that's going to be our weekly WoW podcast. And we're going to do that. We're going to have that up every Tuesday.
Yeah.
And, that way, it's patch day, server's down, maintenance is going on. Everyone knows Tuesday as the day that...
I was bummed because I woke up and I'm like, hey, I can play some Warcraft. And then I'm like,
nope.
No.
Yep.
Nope, not going to happen because it's down.
Yeah. So we thought, hey, we'll just do, if server's down, let's just do a show.
And they'll listen.
And that way we have, Tuesday, like I said, everyone knows Tuesday in Warcraft is the down day. So you go do other things, right? You're like, oh, that's right.
You can't log in. Who will be our number one listener?
Wisp.
Yep.
That's right.
She will be.
Yes.
We'll have her as a guest on the show.
She can
call in and tell us stuff that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
I'm clueless because I'm dancing on a mailbox.
Yeah. so our new WoW show, WoW News with a Z.com.
Like Zorro.
And we're gonna start doing that on every Tuesday.
I wish they did another Zorro movie.
Oh, that would be nice. Yes.
The last one was not very good.
Although I still must say that my favorite sword fighter of all times is still going to be
Errol Flynn.
No, Dread Pirate Roberts.
Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yes.
What's that?
Oh, come on.
Oh, are you talking about the Gina Davis movie?
No. No.
I have that soundtrack.
No, that's Cutthroat Island. That's DDF.
I love that. I have
that's
the soundtrack.
That's DDF's favorite movie.
We saw DDF and I.
You don't know.
I'm meeting my doll. We saw her at Sioux Plantation.
Yeah.
With her boyfriend and I believe her parents.
You don't know the Dread Pirate Roberts?
No. Which one is that?
Oh, come on. This is a classic
is that like
all-time
spice,
story.
Spice Pirates. Space Pirates?
No. Space Pirates.
Remember Space Pirates?
That I don't know.
With, I think Lyle Alzado was in it.
Really?
Yeah, before he died.
Wow. No. Okay, Dread Pirate Roberts. You give up?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
Inconceivable!
Oh, you mean Princess Bride?
Princess Bride, yes.
Well, wait, who were the pirates? Wait, they're pirates or what? What were they called?
No, the heroine of the movie, right? Wesley, the character.
Oh, I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember the movie. I mean, I like the movie. I saw the movie in the movie theater.
Yeah.
I liked it, but I would never remember.
Okay, Wesley, the you know, the heroine of the girl,
the chick.
You know, as you wish. You know, as he always said to her. Well, you know, he went away and he disappeared. Right, his character disappeared, and when he comes back,
got found by Andre the Giant,
he's the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Oh, that's why he was wearing his little black
thing.
Outfit.
And the whole storyline behind that was awesome.
And his little mustache.
Right. Was what was really cool was that
it's been years since I've seen. I've forgotten most of the movie now.
That was great. The whole story behind that character, the Dread Pirate Roberts, is that as one captain of the ship, of the pirate ship, steps down, he hands off the costume to someone else, and they continue the role.
I hope he washes it.
Probably. And he eats his dole while on the boat. But, you know, that way the legacy of the story of the Dread Pirate Roberts, the legacy continues and continues and continues. He's the immortal being to be feared and feared, right? Which is
this show is to be feared and feared.
Which is genius because, you know, people like they're always handing down the story, and as long as the character, quote unquote, remains anonymous in that he's wearing
so
a mask.
You could be the pirate.
Anybody could be the pirate.
But you could be. I wouldn't even know.
Well, there you go.
I could be the pirate, and I wouldn't even know.
Well, I have to be wearing
the
mask,
I would
though.
Know if I was a pirate.
So he comes back, but he's the master fenceman, right? The sword.
I know how to fence.
The swordsman, right?
I haven't fenced in a long time, but I know how to fence.
I know how to jump one.
I can't jump a fence. I have to unlock the gate.
The gate. You can just knock it down.
Oh my gosh.
You just rock.
No, well, Dirk's house.
Yeah.
They would never like unlock the gate, and they never. I'm like, I'm not jumping over this fence. I'm not going to climb over this fence. Do I look like I'm going to climb over this fence? And they'd have to like take 10 minutes to find the keys to unlock the gate to let me through.
Okay.
I'm not going to jump a gate. I may be a pirate, but I'm not going to jump a gate.
So that's my favorite. Speaking of Zorro, that's my favorite swordsman, fenceman of all time, is because I just have to
watch that movie again.
I just love the scenes where he's fighting Amigo and Toya, you know, and, you know, you killed my father.
He was the best thing about that movie.
I am not. I know something you don't know. I am not left-handed. Right? Why are you smiling?
Who directed that movie? Do you remember? Rob Reiner. Wasn't it Rob Reiner?
I don't know.
I think it was Rob Reiner, the guy from from Archie Bunker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's Meathead.
Rob Reiner did a lot of good stuff.
I got your Meathead right here. Woo!
So yeah, Princess Bride. But you knew that. Inconceivable.
I did.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I switched glasses while you weren't, while your head was turned.
I'm wearing glasses right now.
Well, I was talking about the glasses that what was it? Iocane powder was what the
he was ingesting poison
throughout the years to build up a tolerance against iocane powder.
It's like garlic.
So
I drink garlic.
You got a tolerance to garlic.
I do. I love my garlic. It's my weapon of defense.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, San Diego Comic-Con was last week. Mark was there, and we thought, hey, we'll call him. We'll crank call him and see. Oh, let's do that. Crank call him and, hello, Damas Pizza. Something. What should we do?
Hello, HeroQuest support.
Well, he left that message. Yes. That was really.
We'll play that. We're going to play the message.
Well, let's do this. Let's take a quick break.
We'll take a break. And we'll play some music for the break.
We'll play the.
And I'll eat some more Dole.
We'll play Mark's little funny.
And it's
HeroQuest
nice and chilled. I had it in the fridge.
And then we'll call him for real.
All right, let's do it.
We'll be right back.
All righty.
So this, let's play this. This is funny.
Hello.
I'm gonna play.
Chomping on my Dole.
He left me two. This is funny.
He left you two.
This is the first one.
Oh, I haven't heard the other one, have I?
No. Because
okay, I've only heard one.
So this is the first one. He left me yesterday. This is awesome. I love this guy.
Is this the HeroQuest hotline? I got problems with my character. Call me.
I love, that's epic. That is epic. And we were playing HeroQuest a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
That is such a fun game.
And I think...
I love that game.
I'm going to go through those instructions because I don't think you can use that freaking
sleep. Yeah, we can.
No,
yeah,
the hell
we can.
God damn, you're going to freaking sleep the whole dungeon.
Heck yeah, I am.
That's right.
No, I am.
No, you're
yes,
not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
I can't use it just once.
Like I said, I'll look at the rules and I'll go with house rules. I'll say maybe you can have a set amount. You know,
house rules. Give me a drink.
So
house drink.
Here's the other message he left me.
All right, this is the one I didn't hear.
This guy's awesome.
Is this even better?
This is better.
Here
we go. Ready?
Okay. All right, I'm ready.
Hey, I'm trying to be caller number 10. I keep calling into the radio podcast, and I'm trying to win stuff, so pick up the phone.
Oh, he's a winner. He is a winner.
I don't play that one again. That was awesome.
I can give him my empty.
Hey, I'm trying to be caller number 10.
Dole.
I keep calling into the radio podcast, and I'm trying to win stuff, so pick up the phone.
So pick up the phone.
Pick up the phone. I'll give him my empty. You know what? I'll sign this.
Yeah.
I'll sign my can, and then I can give it to him.
Here, let's call him right now.
All right.
This is.
I'm going to tell him he won his my Dole. Use Dole pineapple.
There you go.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
See if he picks up.
He's probably on the toilet.
He's not going to pick
probably
up.
Probably taking a number two.
No, he's not going to pick up.
Hi, this is Mark. I can't get to the phone right now.
You want to leave a message? Okay.
And I'll
leave a message
back.
Saying he won his prize.
Hello, this is Patrick of the Matt and Pat Show, and I'm calling in regards to your winning a prize, which is my empty tin of Dole, which will be autographed. So it will definitely be a collector's edition among collector's editions. So thank you for being caller number 10 and that you're a winner. Have a beautiful, lovely day. And if you're on the tin can of doing number two, hopefully you have plenty of toilet paper. Thank you. That was pretty good. It's important to have plenty of toilet paper.
Oh, my God, man.
You know, I have lots of toilet paper. Frank has lots of toilet paper. He goes to Costco, and he buys, like, the massive bulk.
Yeah, we do, too.
Well, but you are a family.
Yeah, that's true.
He's just one person.
That's true.
And it lasts him probably six months.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, there you go.
But, hey, I'm sure he saves, you know, 35 cents.
Oh, man. Yeah.
So I will autograph this.
Now, you should do that right now. I'll take a picture and send it to him.
Yeah.
Here, let's do that.
All right. Do you have a pen that will... work?
Yeah.
Like a little marker. I'm sure you have a marker thing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Here.
All right. I'll go to Mark.
No. Just sign it. Just sign the kit. I'll take a picture of it. We'll text it to him right now.
Wait, I got to take off my glasses so I can see properly. All right. Right here, baby. Oh, this is silver.
Yeah.
Thanks for... I'll put don't listen.
There you go. I'm sending him a text. Call us ASAP, you won. Oh, man. Here, I got to take a picture.
There we go.
Here, let me take a...
to Mark, don't listen, says Pat.
Let me take a picture.
There you go.
All right, hang on. I'm going to put the... there we go. Let's see.
Do you have my spoon in there as well? Oh, we're going to put that on the webpage.
That's funny, man. Oh, my God.
He's going to have to keep that forever.
Call us ASAP. You won.
Oh, you know who's going to want one? I bet Wisp.
She still wants a
She's
shirt.
She's like, forget a shirt.
We haven't sent Wisp a
I'll
shirt
give you. I'll
yet.
Give you a tin of, like, partially eaten Dole. Yeah, we owe her a shirt.
I know.
We're horrible.
We are
horrible like that.
We have to buy some more, man.
Send her some underwear.
What?
Just send her some of our underwear or something. It's in the mail.
Okay, Pat.
I don't know. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Matt and Pat underwear.
I'm sure.
That'd be big in Japan. You know, it'd be huge in Japan because they like that.
From Mark renting the whole can to freaking send him wisp your underwear.
It's a keeper. She uses it as like a washcloth. Big old undies washcloth. Probably use it after the shower. It's like a towel for her.
God,
some of my classic black ones. she'll dig that.
I got nothing now. I got nothing.
I have my undies.
I'm trying.
Got my undies in my tin of Dole. It's a good Friday.
Oh, happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday. Here's some underwear that you won. That's caller 8.
That's right.
Caller 8, you won underwear. I think that'd be awesome.
Okay, then.
Howdy doody.
Wow, okay. Well, what else is going on in the world? I don't know.
Oh, there's the baby that was born in England.
That's right.
The new, little prince.
The new overlord.
The new overlord.
Of England.
Oh, my gosh.
8th in line or whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
But who? I don't care about a little kid being born.
I don't pay attention to that.
That means
stuff.
Nothing to me.
No, not at all.
I'm more interested in my underwear.
Obviously. All right, let's call Mark again. I'm going to say, you've won. You're caller number 8.
You get Pat's underwear.
Pat's underwear.
Pat's used underwear.
Oh, here, we're going to call him back again here and see what he says.
Dude, you could frame it.
Your underwear?
Yeah, it'd be kind of like next to Kobe Bryant's jersey, like my underwear. Sign it, the backside.
Sign backside underwear. Oh, my God.
Do you want to say this time?
I guess.
Okay. Or you want me to? I guess I'll do it.
No, I'll do it.
Okay.
Hi, this is Mark. I can't get to the phone right now.
I wonder what he's doing.
Leave your message, and I'll call
you back. I'm just going to Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Hey, Mark, we're calling you back.
Aw.
Oh, did you hang up on him?
If your message review.
Aw.
If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To send your message with normal delivery, press 1. To send your message with urgent delivery,
urgent.
Press 2. Thank you. Your message has
urgent.
Been sent. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Aw.
Oh, you won. Brilliant.
Oh, my God, man. That's hysterical, dude. Now the guy doesn't call us. Where
He's
are you, Mark?
Busy. He's doing a number 2.
Oh, my God. Where are you, Mark?
We're going to have to drive over and give him some toilet paper.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Well, we went over, let's see, about a week before San Diego.
Yes. And we played the Hero Quest.
Played Hero Quest for like 3-4 hours.
That was fun. No, I can sleep them.
Yeah.
I looked online for the rules, and it said nothing about a limitation in terms of how often I can sleep.
I'll have to look. I've got it.
Okay.
I got it in the car. I got to go look.
Okay.
See what that says. if it says you can use it every time, then hey, you can use it every time.
All right.
If it says I have a remembrance of it being once per game, and that's just out of the blue. Now I wouldn't do that because obviously I think that's a little.
I'd rather be a barbarian than at that point.
Well, that's my point, right? I mean, obviously in D&D you have the ability to regenerate your spells.
We're playing next this coming up Sunday. This weekend we're playing.
Is it a Mark game or your
game? It's a Mark game.
Mark game.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
I mean, I wanted to sleep more.
Yeah.
Dang.
Tough luck.
Oh, well. Someone's got to do it.
Yep. Go eat the chili fries.
No, I'm not having it. No, I'm being really good. I'm not eating. I go to the game.
Not eating chili dogs or any of that? Or
my green tea and I. No chips, no cookies.
Nothing, huh?
No.
Wow. Just.
And, I'll get, like, maybe a burrito for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Yeah. No pizza, no none of that. Huh?
No, not during the game.
Wow.
No. It's called willpower.
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 You just eat your Dole all day.
Well, maybe I'll put that in the fridge and just bring it. I have. We're trying to finish up the quest.
Yeah.
We have to save this kid from, I don't know, destruction. But we have to find him first in order to save him.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last time I played, we were trying to save someone.
It's the same kid. It's the same kid. It's been, what, 2 years now?
It's the same
kid. Trying to save this kid after 2 years. We're getting close. We're hot on this trail.
Yeah, well, we were hot on this trail. We found the kid, and then he died.
And then
he came back or something.
I don't remember. I'm so bad about remembering these things.
Yeah, that's why you got to write it down.
Then I can't even read my writing. I'm like, I don't even know what this says. Who knows?
Who knows?
So, but yeah, Comic-Con. I was following the news of Comic-Con, and there's the rumor that there's going to be a Superman versus Batman movie, or a Batman versus Superman movie.
I don't know if it's versus. I think they're together.
Well, they on this one site mentioned that they found that, I guess I would believe Warner Brothers, registered the domains of Batman versus Superman and Superman versus Batman.
Oh, that's interesting.
So,
well, you know what? To go back, they said, and I guess it is very vague. They said both on the same screen. So that might
like
be
us. We're on the same screen.
Well, I'm saying
romantic.
My point is,
maybe
on
they're
the same
lovers.
Screen, on the same screen doesn't mean that they're together. Now, that's interesting that they would do that because the original Bob Kane Batman, which I have, actually has Batman fighting Superman.
Oh, and doesn't like Batman have like a Krypton or Kryptonite? You know, knuckles.
Well, the thing, no, actually, in that comic series, Batman, Superman actually, if I remember correctly, Superman
dies.
Superman defeats Batman, but Batman is not actually dead. He kind of takes, drugs or whatever to stop his heart.
We need some drugs.
Stop his heart. And then as Superman in the final ends of the comic. Hears the heartbeat.
Right. And he knows he's alive.
And he knows that he's alive, and he smiles, and he walks off, right?
They'll probably do that.
It might be based on that kind of thing.
Well, there is one particular individual in the article that mentioned that maybe, Batman's like, dude, he just destroyed Metropolis.
Right.
And I'll help rebuild it with Lex Luthor.
Oh.
Not realizing Lex Luthor is a bad guy.
Right, maybe.
And then I guess they have a big old fight.
That'd be an interesting
plot line, and then they
yeah.
realize Lex Luthor really is a jerk.
Right.
And then they
come together to beat him.
Throw him off the bridge.
And then, yeah.
Superman snaps his neck.
And then Lex's nephew comes and rescues him out of a prison with a car. Superman 4.
Oh, that was a horrible movie.
Yeah, I know.
That was horrible.
I know.
That doesn't exist.
Gag me with a spoon. Oh, no.
That doesn't. Was that Keanu Reeves?
No.
It was someone else?
No.
What year was that? 80?
I don't know.
Five or
that
something?
Was bad. Although what's really interesting is my kid was watching a Cosby Show on Hulu yesterday. And I happened to see an episode where Adam Sandler was on it.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was like a young kid, like a 19-year-old kid or something, I mean, it was...
Before his fame.
And it was really interesting to see him play on, be on that part.
Was he still his typical Adam Sandler self?
No, he wasn't as goofy.
He was just
playing it more, a little bit more of a serious role.
Interesting.
Wow,
who would have ever guessed?
Yeah, Adam Sandler was on Cosby Show.
But his last few movies were turkeys.
Yeah.
I mean, he's laughing all the way to the bank.
Right, of course.
But I mean, still, they're turkeys.
Big Daddy was a good one.
That's relatively old.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. And that's still one of my favorites.
I still want to watch. I finally received it in the mail. Because I ordered it from Amazon, is Dread.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
So I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Dread.
But I can't on Sunday.
Not a count on Sunday.
Dang it. I was all getting ready to... I'm going to watch all these movies, and now I got to play D&D.
That's right.
Man.
That's right.
It's a rough life. I tell you, to sit there and role play.
Well, after this, we're getting into... Getting into Warcraft. Actually, I saved that for the other show. You want to hear the Warcraft news, go to WowNewsNEWZ.com.
Yes.
Yes.
All the news that fits on one webpage. And there's a cool video.
There is a cool video.
Bodies hit the floor. Is that one on there?
Yeah, I think that's the one I put up, yeah.
That was like from...
I was going to put...
5 years ago or whatever it was.
It was a long time ago.
3-2. Run down the hall.
We've been playing that game too long. I was going to put another one up, but then it showed the little... This was restricted...
The Kern rap?
No, not that one.
I like that. I used the word defiance in that movie... In the song.
In the song,
and
yes.
It turns out afterwards they added a warrior ability called Defiance.
That's right. There you go.
I just thought that was pretty cool.
That's funny. Yeah.
Maybe a developer like saw it and he's like, "Oh, the Kernhoof rap.
Let's call it Defiance." Yeah. We also have the one of you.
You guys wearing my fishing hat?
Yes. And someone jumped over you.
That guy in the wolf. He's an orc on a wolf, I think.
Save this for the other show.
Oh, yeah. I'm just excited.
We're excited for the other show.
I need a cold shower.
Well, with that, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more...
And I'll take a cold shower.
Useless talk.
About underwear.
We are?
You know what I did?
Why?
I just splashed some remnants of my pineapple on my shirt. I just washed my shirt.
Yeah, and now you got to wash it again.
Now I got to wash it again. It's the DDF principle.
Which is what?
Whenever you eat, your shirt gets messed up.
Oh, yes. Well, yeah. And you have to eat lots
of... I haven't heard from DDF in a while.
He posted a picture online 2 or 3 weeks ago.
What, on Facebook?
Probably. Of him and his beard and...
Is it an old picture or a new picture?
It was a new picture.
Really?
I think so, yeah.
Did he have big old bags under his eyes?
No, he looked really good.
He looked good?
He looked really good. Okay.
So he's well rested?
His beard makes him look homeless, but...
Homeless Santa.
Yeah, exactly.
He got kicked out of the North Pole by Mrs. Santa.
Oh, jeez.
For hanging out with, like, some hot little elf.
Oh, man.
Dude, how many days is it till Christmas?
I don't know. It's freaking July, man.
Better start shopping.
Speaking of last year, man, Christmas stuff started coming out like literally August. Like next month.
That is wrong.
If you go to freaking Costco and stuff,
that is wrong.
You'll see Christmas stuff up. Because I remember it was like 2 months before Halloween, October. Yeah, August, September, October.
Before Halloween, they had it up.
Before Halloween stuff showed up, they had Christmas stuff already up for sale. Last year. I don't know if they'll do it again this year. It was absolutely ridiculous to me.
That's wrong.
I'm like... That's
as wrong as this show.
That's more wrong.
That is more wrong.
It made no sense. It's like, okay, if you want to put stuff up right after Halloween, okay, that's early for me, but okay, I'll accept that.
Not me. I'm like, wait till Thanksgiving is over, then put it up.
No. They always do it early anyways because they want to get your money. But no, 3, 4, 5 months? I mean, that's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Let's start a campaign.
No Christmas stuff before Halloween.
Before Halloween.
Yeah. Well.
We got to do it.
I don't know. It just seems silly. I mean, if they said, hey, if you buy it now, it's going to be 50% off.
Then you're like, all right.
But the price doesn't change just because they put it up 5 months early.
Well, they'll just increase it by 50%, right?
Or that, too.
Right?
Yeah, that, too.
That's the same thing like the gas tax that we now have in California.
You get the extra 5 cents.
Right, which we've talked about before. It's like people are using less gas, therefore we're making less revenue, therefore we'll increase the taxes on it.
Right, to make up
the lost revenue.
Yes, uh-huh. That's exactly what it is.
What a bunch of evil bastards.
Oh, speaking of, you're talking about...
Evil bastards.
Talking about that and stuff, I guess there was a...
Burning hellfire.
There was more information this week about that ex-politician guy, Wiener.
The guy in New York?
The guy in New York.
Who was running
for a mayor.
Naked pictures of himself. And
yeah, yeah. Well, that
his
was...
His wife is pregnant with their baby.
But that was during that whole episode. And then...
There's something new? Okay, let's hear it.
Well, basically, what it is, I mean, the stuff happened So it was 2 years ago. It was like 2 years ago that this whole Wienergate thing happened.
Wienergate.
But apparently a year after that, so it was last year.
Yeah.
He was continuing to do stuff. Texting more people, talking to some other chick, blah, 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 blah.
You know what?
And so now...
Where's the tar and feathers?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, now he's running for mayor of New York. He's running for mayor of New York.
Is he going to win?
And, well, no. The thing is, he said...
Tar and feathers.
He said, because I've come out, I'm back trying to get back into politics, more stuff may come out. And he's like, well, see, now it's coming out, right? To try and, you know, smear
his campaign.
This is why
good people do not run.
Well, the thing is, okay, if you, that's exactly right. Don't go do stupid stuff, and then it's going to come out all.
Well, think of, I'm going to use Facebook. Everyone puts stuff on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and was it in England? There is a little report I read that people post in England. Yeah, they obviously drink tremendous amounts.
Yes.
And they will post pictures of themselves in their drunken stupors.
Right.
On Facebook.
Right.
And then you have more and more corporations and businesses saying, give us access to your Facebook.
Right.
And then you see these photos and you're like, whoa, mm-hmm. Is this the person I want to hire?
Right. Yep. Yep, that's right.
I hate Facebook.
Yep. Well, that's also why my Facebook page, I mean, I get people, you know, requesting to be my friend all the time, and I've got like 1,300 friends now. And sure, I don't care. You know why? Because I don't post
you
anything.
You post any of that stuff.
I don't post anything. No. The only thing that goes on Facebook that's related to me is related to either my charity work or something else that someone else has
or
posted.
Or Matt and Pat stuff.
Well, Matt and Pat stuff, that goes on the show page.
Right, right.
And then I send it over to my personal account. But, you know, if anyone was ever going to hack my account, they're not going to find any pictures.
I took everything down from mine.
I mean, I'm just saying, there's nothing there. You know, there's nothing there that's totally personal. There's no pictures of my family there. There's no pictures of, you know, me being stupid or doing any of that kind of stuff. I don't put that stuff online, and I don't do it to begin with. But I wouldn't post on Facebook if I did, right?
How long do you think Facebook is going to last?
Well, honestly,
I think it's dying out.
It's there's not as many people on it, I think, as before. It's kind of a mix. You get some people that come, some people that go. I did my original Facebook account. It was all personal. Hey, here's me, blah, 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 all this kind of stuff. And then we had the whole big privacy thing a few years ago, and I said, that's it. I'm done with Facebook.
Yeah.
I came back to Facebook only because of the Legion, when I joined the Legion, because I wanted to connect with other Legion members. And again, that's the only thing I'm going to post. So, yeah, you're going to see pictures of me, but it's me doing a troop.
In your trooper stuff?
It's me being dressed up
trooper
in my costume.
Game.
Troopergate, there
Trooper
you go.
Gate.
It's me being dressed up and stuff like that. Or it's stuff that other people have posted that I'm simply sharing.
Correct.
You know, here's a funny video, or here's another troop from someone else did, or, you know, like I said, with 1,300 some odd friends on Facebook, I'm hitting like a lot because, hey, I'm supporting their stuff, right? Hey, there's them trooping, like this, that, you know, sort of thing. And I had a comment, someone commented to me on at Long Beach Comic Expo. They said, boy, you sure like a lot of stuff. I'm like, well, I have 1,300 friends. It's a lot of cool stuff being, you know, being shared around, you know? So, yeah, I'm going to hit like that, you know? Oh, you're working on a new costume? Cool. Like, you know? Oh, that's an awesome picture of you at a troop? Cool. Like, whatever, you know? They're working on their stuff. Some of them are guys. Some of them are girls. Some of them are, you know.
Guy girls.
I mean, I'm saying, you know,
girl
different costumes. Some a little more skimpier than the others, but I'm not
skimpy.
But I'm not hitting like because of that. I'm hitting like because they're doing costumes for charity stuff.
Is someone calling?
Oh no, I had a guy. Mark sent us.
I was like, is Mark calling?
He sent us a message. Let's see here.
The phone lit up.
He said, "LOL."
LOL.
Call you in a bit on a call now.
Call us now.
Call us.
Your tin awaits you.
ASAP.
Your tin awaits you.
On a call now. I hope it's a job call. I hope.
That would be very groovy.
We can ask him who he's talking to on the call.
Maybe it's the missus.
I don't know. Could be. Could be anybody.
The missus.
Well, he's texting back. Let's see. Call us ASAP. Let's see here. Oh, he's typing. Should be off call in 10 minutes. Okay, cool.
All right.
Well, let's see. Why don't we take a break then?
Okay.
Take a break.
And we'll do ducks.
And we'll be back with Mark.
We'll do some ducks.
When he calls us, we'll be back.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Yes, and you are winner number 8. Caller number 8, you have won. We have before me your winning prize. Yes, you won the official Dole used tin, which I autographed. And
I will autograph as well.
Matt will autograph as well. And you will have a very limited edition prize.
can please sign it? Like, actually sign the top of the can, so that when I get it from you guys, I can take a picture and put it on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, Pat signed it. Just so you know, you're on the air, Mark. We got you on the show because we wanted to talk real quick. We only got a few minutes, but we wanted to talk real quick about San Diego Comic-Con, which you went to.
And maybe next week we can have you back and talk more about it.
More.
Okay. So this is like a little precursor.
That's fine.
This is post San Diego Comic Con news. First of all, how was it?
It was outrageous. I mean, San Diego Comic Con is always a blast, but this is the first time I've done it. You know, actually working the Death Star wall that we had there, and that was pretty spectacular. I think it kind of blew people's minds to have that there.
Mm-hmm.
So thousands of people, lots of costumes, lots of energy. Of course, you know, all the members of the 501st and Rebel Legion were awesome.
Right.
And a great time. I mean, just fantastic. Can't say enough great things, honestly.
What was the best picture that you took?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. There were so many great ones. You know, a lot of the homemade costumes were probably the best. There was an entire like entourage of like a steampunk Star Wars society that came by.
Really?
And they the whole cast. And I think I even may have put it on Twitter. Great costumes, very intricate and detailed, and they were full of personality, which made it even more exciting.
Wow, cool. We'll have to put some of those up on this week's show and link them over to your Twitter feed. That'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Wow. Okay, so did you happen to have a chance to see the Godzilla experience?
I heard about the Godzilla experience, and then when I got back home, I think I got a link from you, Patrick,
yes,
about the Godzilla experience, and that looked amazing. And I hope that is what we're in for, because if that's the case, this is fantastic. Can't believe it.
So it's similar but different to the Matt and Pat experience.
No, the Matt and Pat experience, that's just an elevator that drops and you die for real.
Yeah, it's like the House of Horrors Hotel Disney ride.
Well, they're both equally exciting, just in different ways.
You never know what floor you're going to end up on. The bottom floor where they do laundry for underwear.
Gosh.
No, there was lots of announcements at Comic-Con, and it was really crazy because I found out about them after Comic-Con, which is just...
Right. Well,
it's not supposed to happen that way, but it did.
Well, it's because you were working...
Well, you were working hard.
You were working the booth for 4 days, so of course, you know. I think one of the biggest ones that you know, sparked my interest, and Pat and I were talking about this on the show earlier, was Batman and Superman on the same screen.
Yes.
You know, and the question is good, you know, the interesting question is going to be, are they working together, or is it Batman versus Superman? What do you think?
I think it's going to be both.
Oh, that's interesting, because I think Pat was kind of going along those lines.
Well, there was one particular...
I don't know. Well, if you know, there's a video online, and apparently, I can't remember the name of the actor, but he does, you know, and it's online. He does a quote or a read from Frank Miller's The Dark Knight.
There you go.
Returns. That... I believe, if I'm quoting this correctly, I may be wrong, but yeah.
Well,
I think it's from that book, and if that's the case,
then that's the one I have.
Then maybe we're in for a little battle, so that might be cool.
And that I actually have that. My brother bought that for me when I graduated eighth grade, and I still have it. It's still in great condition, and essentially, yeah, it's Batman versus Superman for a long time in that book.
Before they're BFFs.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Best friends.
Yeah. So that would be totally amazing to see Batman versus Superman from the Frank Miller.
Who would you have play Batman now?
Well, the way I understand it, Christian Bale is not Batman any longer.
He doesn't want to do it.
Warner Brothers and the folks at, the camp of Christopher Nolan want to keep everybody in the dark, you know. But who knows, right?
Yeah,
you could be Batman.
There you go.
You would make you would make a very good Bruce Wayne. You would.
I'd
make
close.
A good fat Lex Luthor. Matt could be Alfred.
Oh gosh,
you could be the butler.
Why am I the butler?
Because
I always do it.
You're buttish.
Because I'm buttish?
Butlerish, I meant to say. Butlerish.
I'm butlerish. Gee, thanks, Pat.
Well, Alfred is critically important.
Can I get you another Dole Whip, sir?
I think that'd be cool. I could be fat Lex Luthor, and you could be Bruce Wayne. Matt could be Alfred.
I'm going to be Alfred.
That picks you up. Well, you have the car.
Great.
So you pick him up.
Because I have the car.
You have the car.
The only hope that we have around. Is us showing up at the theater dressed as those characters, much less being in the movie.
Oh, that would be cool. I'll shave my head again for being fat Lex Luthor. It's funny, too, because Matt was like, after he shaved my head, he's like, dude, you look like Lex Luthor.
Yeah, I did
and
say
I'm
that.
Like, yeah,
I did
one.
Say that, yes.
Ate too much ice cream.
Did you have a chance to browse the floors and see any goodies, Mark?
Briefly.
Briefly.
Just briefly. Yeah, I saw some pretty cool stuff. I mean, one of my favorite places to go is over to the Sideshow booth
mm-hmm.
and look at all of the gorgeous works of art that they have there, the gorgeous statues.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Which one did you really liked that popped out at you?
Well, all of them are completely awesome, you know, in their own way. So they're all fantastic. I'm a big Frank Frazetta fan, so all of the Conan stuff was, you know, floored me. Gorgeous.
And you do play Barbarian in Heroes Quest.
That's true.
Yes.
That's very true. My first experience on Hero Quest, so that was a lot of fun.
Yes, and we're gonna get back together soon and go on trial 3 where Pat can't sleep everyone.
Oh,
I'm
already fighting it. He's trying to limit my magical innate abilities.
Well, we had a name for that, didn't we?
What was that?
I think we had a name for that when Pat would zap.
The
Benadryl.
The Benadryl.
The Benadryl spell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It works.
All right. Well, we got 1 minute. So sum up. San Diego Comic-Con in a minute. Go.
San Diego Comic-Con it reminds me a little bit of like the movie World War Z with zombies just like falling over top of buses and, you know, filing into the convention center.
That, Those are our listeners.
It reminds me of. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's organized chaos.
Organized chaos.
Lots of color.
As opposed to the show, which is just.
Chaos.
Chaotic.
Regardless.
Chaotic.
There's no organization whatsoever. Well, that's awesome.
It's awesome, guys. Comic-Con was great.
That's cool. That's cool. And we saw, you know, obviously I've been working on your pictures, and the pictures looked amazing. So so good job on that, Mark. And, you know,
thanks
so much for going down there for 4 days and dealing with the madness and
giving your time
and
help charity
and helping out the charities. That's what it's all about. So you rock,
dude. Thank you, guys.
You rock, buddy. You rock. All right. Well,
thank you.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Pat's got some duck lessons for us. So.
Yes. Ducky.
We'll be back in a minute.
Quacky, quacky.
Back from the call with Mark.
Yes.
So why don't you close out the show for us with our little,
alrighty,
your little ducky ducks.
My
there.
Little ducky ducks. Okay, we'll do five.
Okay.
I got to take off my glasses so I can actually see.
Give us the ducks of the day.
Here we go. Duck number one. If your SO, which stands for significant other, if your SO wrongs you, don't vent to your parents about it. You might forgive them once daily, but your parents won't.
Oh, that's true.
Do you ever vent to your parents about your SO?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. No, not at all.
Okay. All right, let me hit the button. We'll get a new duck. New duck. Reread books and rewatch movies at different times in your life. The stories don't change, but your perspective does.
That's right. That's true.
See? Ducks rock.
That's right.
I love this little... This is a cute ducky.
Yeah, that's true.
He's smart. Smart, cute ducky. All right. Next, number three.
And that's just not movies. Their whole life. I mean...
Well, yeah.
Any kind of thing in life, will your perspective
so
will
wait,
change.
That means that we could re-listen to the shows, and they'll still be...
They'll still
horrible.
Be, yeah.
The perception remains.
Yes.
All right. Duck number
three.
Instead of going to dinner and a movie, go to the movies first, followed by dinner. This way you have something to talk about at dinner.
Oh.
That's kind of a date one.
Yes.
Right?
That's a good date one.
I like that.
Uh huh.
I have done that before.
Mm, that's good.
So
yeah.
I was smart, almost as smart as a duck. Okay, here we go.
Number four.
When you see a jacked 6'2" guy walking to the softball field, he's probably going to be better than you.
Yeah, obvious. That's pretty obvious.
All right. Here's the last one. If you're being chased by someone in a car and you are on foot as opposed to, like, waddling like a duck.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to rethink some of your life choices.
That's true.
There we go.
Don't listen to the show.
Wisdom from a duck.
There you go.
Rethink your life choices.
Rethink them. That's awesome.
And don't listen.
And don't listen.
We should do that. We should take a little duck picture like this and put Matt and Pat Show, Don't Listen.
There you go.
Duck wisdom.
Duck wisdom.
All right. Where are we going next week? We got to do something. We got to go to a restaurant. I'm going to have, like, some chips and salsa.
Okay.
And do a live
show next
show
week. There you go.
At some, like, what about the little Mexican restaurant down the way?
Oh, La Barca.
Would that be cool?
Yeah, or that, or Paco's or something.
Maybe
whatever.
Paco's?
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be awesome.
And I'll grow up my beard in a week, and then some drunk
lady can hit
will
on
come
you.
Up and whisper in my ear, I like your beard.
That's right.
It's hot.
Yep.
And then I'll look at her like, what?
Yeah. And then she walks off with her with the guy
walks
she's there
off
with.
With the guy she's with.
Nice. All right. Well, everyone have a great weekend. Hope it's a good one for all of you.
Yes. And if you're going to play D&D, make sure
you roll a D20.
You have plenty of D20s, unless you're supposed to roll low.
Yes. Then it's a problem.
Then it's an issue.
All right, Pat. Well, have a good weekend, buddy.
I will. And you too.
We'll see you next week.
Yes, I will see you next week.